Hey y'all, it's your girl Shonda, and welcome back to Shades of Shonda J. I have been sick for the past 2 days. I actually didn't even work yesterday, so with me being down and out, I just wasn't able to record a podcast, so that's why you guys are just getting this today. And by the way, it is after 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday. So at this point, I might actually be missing 2 episodes. But at any rate, I just wanted to give you a heads up or notify you that I was sick. And speaking of sickness, I heard something that your gut health is the central part of overall health, to your physical health, your mental health, all of that. And I can't really tell you what made me feel bad. I can't really point it to one specific thing. What I will say is, the other night I was up watching a show called Atypical. It's on Netflix, and it had one of my favorite artists in there, Angel Laquita Moore Tanksley, the actress. She does a podcast with Kev on Stage. It's called Here's the Thing. She also has a podcast with her husband Marcus Anthony Tanksley. It's called Is This Going to Cause an Argument? And then she also does a podcast with Kev on Stage and his wife called The Bald and the Beautiful, and they kind of review different shows and do mukbangs and things like that. And she's on a show called Atypical, but Atypical is very interesting to me because it's about this autistic guy and his family. And you know, autism is on the spectrum. They usually call people who are on the spectrum like atypicals or atypical. They usually call them neurodivergent. That's what it is. And neurotypicals are people who are like typically brained, but neurodivergent are people on the autism spectrum and things like that, ADHD, all that stuff. So anyway, I was watching this show and it just was so very interesting to me because I consider myself, I'm self-diagnosed ADHD. I actually just was talking with my therapist, chatting with her, and she said I could actually do some tests to determine if I have ADHD. And I'm going to ask my PCP about it. I'm also going to ask my PCP about helping me lose weight because he has like a medispa clinic thing. So, you know. But I was watching that back to back, ruminating over it. And I was like hungry because I was up for so long. And I had a bowl of cereal with some oat milk. I had a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios with some oat milk. And it was probably 1, 2 a.m. in the morning, y'all. My husband is in here asleep, trying to sleep. And I'm in here crunching on some Honey Nut Cheerios and oat milk. And something told me, Shonda, this is probably a bad idea to, number one, not be getting rest, considering that I needed to be working at 7:30. But also, eating a bowl of cereal and, be it, dairy-free milk. But still, why would I be doing that? It's like you're waking up, you're breaking your fast, and you're doing it at such a weird time when your body's trying to go to sleep, and you should be really going to sleep. Well, when I woke up, I felt horrible. You hear me? Matter of fact, in between the naps that I took from eating the cereal and just on and off watching Atypical in the AM hours, I was in the bathroom defecating. And my goodness. And it's been nonstop, y'all. All day yesterday, some today. In fact, today, I was able to pull myself together enough to even work. But when I went to go pick up my kid from school, I had to turn around in the car. Luckily, I was still in my apartment complex area. I had to turn around and come back upstairs to poop and then go get her. But anyway, when I woke up yesterday, it was like, I was so tired. I don't know if you guys have ever felt like this, but my very first time pulling an all-nighter was in college, when I know I didn't get my essays and things like that done for my school, because I was doing whatever, I don't know, procrastinating, whatever, having my ADHD take over, and I didn't know what was happening. I just was having a lot of anxiety. And speaking of ADHD, I wish that I had known about anxiety and ADHD in college, because I think if I had gotten help in college, then maybe I would have been able to finish it. And one day I'll speak to you guys, I'll talk to you about my college experience. It's not what you would think. So, but I basically was on and off sleep in the AM hours. I had this bowl of cereal, and when I woke up, my body does not like me to not get sleep. My body will reject being up or pushing through. So it is incumbent upon me at this big age, 43 and a half, to get as much sleep as I possibly can. Because if I do not, then my body will say, well, I will not function. I will shut down. I will not act properly. So getting rest for me is so key. And I know a lot of people say that you got to get rest. No. I'm not saying this to be cliche. I'm not saying this to, you know, jump on the wellness train. I'm saying that if I don't get at least 4 to 5 hours of sleep, my body is like, the fuck? So, yeah. On top of the fact that my body's like, whoa. First of all, it takes me several hours to even digest the food that I eat in general. When I'm in an upright position, when I am walking around, when I'm going into an office and all that jazz. But waking up, not having the sleep that I needed, being literally tired, exhausted, and then having this bowl of carbs and plant milk in my system, my body was like, hell no. So I was throwing up, I was defecating, and I mean, I'm not talking about, ooh, I had a little poopsie. No, like, violence. It was violence. So I really think I probably should take the oatmeal back to Harris Teeter and see if maybe they can refund me, because I don't think oatmeal is my jam. I think I need to find another dairy-free, gluten-free, fat-free milk. I don't know what that's going to be. I've tried coconut milk. I've tried rice milk. I've tried all the plant milks, but y'all, that oat milk did me bad. And I don't need to buy that anymore. So anyway, and it wasn't even like it was just like a one or two thing. No, it was all day, every day. And I knew that I had to eat something. I knew I had to get something in my body. I knew that I had needed to do something, like put something through my body. So like I had some limeade. Y'all, I like this Simply Limeade drink. Y'all have heard of the Simply drinks, the Simply Lemonade, the Simply Apple juice, the Simply, they have a limeade one. I have been obsessed with limeade ever since Sonnets came out with the cherry limeade slushy. That has been my jam ever since I was introduced to it. So anything with limeade, anything, Trader Joe's has a limeade drink. When I go in there, I buy at least 4 of those because they are delicious. And then I found out that Aldi had it. Aldi, I haven't been able to find it in Aldi in a while. So I'm always looking when I'm in there, but I know Trader Joe's carries it. And then since I know that Simply makes it, I'll go to Harris Teeter and get it from Harris Teeter. So that was the drink that I was able to get down. And then eventually, it just so happened the same day that I was sick, my daughter was having some allergy issues. She rubbed her nose so much that her nose started bleeding. She wears a uniform, a white polo shirt to school, so she needed another shirt. She texted me. Luckily, I was coherent and conscious enough to call her dad and tell her dad to go get her. He brought her home. So she was here about half the day. And luckily, she was able to bring me some grapes and make me a sandwich. So that I ate grapes and a sandwich probably after 3 o'clock yesterday. But mostly, I was laid up in bed. And I'm telling you guys, like, literally sick. So, won't be doing that again. But I just wanted to give y'all an explanation as to why you guys hadn't gotten a podcast. It's because your girl either had a touch of food poisoning or my body is telling me, girl, you're too old for this. Don't be doing this. You can't be eating cereal in the middle of the night like you 21. That was 20 something years ago. Jeez. My goodness. Anyway, I don't know. I might try to give you guys, since I'm missing basically 2 podcasts, I might try to give you guys a podcast over the weekend. Like I said, today is Friday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And for all of you guys celebrating St. Patrick's Day, be careful out there in the streets. But I might try to give you guys a little podcast tomorrow and Sunday. We'll see. But take care of yourself, guys. Listen to your bodies, whatever your body is telling you. If your body's saying, we don't like milk, don't eat milk. If your body is saying, we don't like eating after a certain time, don't eat after a certain time. If your body is saying, we don't like spicy food, don't eat it. That's another thing. Whatever I had, it felt coming out like it was the Carolina Reaper, you know what I mean? And then not only that, I wiped my ass so much that my booty, my butt cheeks, my big booty girl was chafed. Like I had to put some clobetazole, what is it called? Clobetazole on my butt cheeks because it was like, girl, it was giving rash. It was giving yeast infection between my cheeks. It was giving, yeah, too much. I know that's TMI, y'all, but I'm struggling to get a podcast episode in before midnight as I was just realizing that I hadn't recorded it. But anyway, y'all, so I've been, today I didn't do too much. I had ordered some Chinese food for my daughter since I didn't cook and I didn't feel like cooking, so I had some leftover noodle. Well, I had my noodles and chicken, but even that still kind of made my stomach still wasn't like sitting right. So I still had some bathroom episodes today. And like I said, when I went to go pick her up from school, I was like, oh my God, it's too much. So anyway, excuse me. try to talk to my doctor and see if there's any like allergy tests and me to test for some of these sensitivities. I probably need to have another colonoscopy and another endoscopy to see what's going on. Make sure everything is all right and I don't have any polyps or anything like that. Because my ADHD brain goes to, it must be cancer. And it's not cancer, but, I just want to make sure that everything is fine. And like I said, when I started this conversation, your gut health is the basis and really the life of your whole well-being, your well-rounded being. So take care of yourself, guys. Like I said, at the beginning of season 2, I'm on a new journey. A journey of overall well-being, mental health, back in therapy, and getting my body together and all of that. Being well in school, work. Work is great, Got another raise, got a bonus. I have a position. I like what I do. What I need to do more of is be more disciplined in my personal life, specifically in my routines. And I think I'm going to win. I am going to win. And before I end this, because I am getting ready to end, I want to say that I have been doing this thing that I think has been very helpful to me. By the way, in case you didn't know, and I don't think I've said this before, I don't think I've even put this, I haven't put this on record, but I have vertigo episodes, and I mean literal vertigo episodes where I'm dizzy and I can't move and I need to sit still and I gotta stare and in the dark and in the quiet and like take medicine and things like that. But this last vertigo episode I had several months ago, y'all, I think it was more like a panic attack. And to be quite honest with you, I think that I have had several panic attacks in the past, and I just didn't know what they were. And coming to the realization that I may have had some panic attacks, like real life, thinking that I was going to die, like hyperventilating, like not being able to sit down and just freaking the F out. So my doctors gave me some Valium. The emergency room doctors gave me some Valium. And they gave me enough pills to wear, in case I need it. But I've been saying to myself, even though I have them, that doesn't mean I'm going to go crazy and take them. I'm just going to, if it ever gets there. But I've been trying to do some things mentally to keep myself from even having to think about needing to take them. And one of the things that I learned, and I don't know if this is the lucky girl syndrome or something, but I got it off of TikTok, and I promise you guys it has helped me. There are times when I feel like I'm getting dizzy. There are times when I'm feeling like, oh, I may spur into a vertigo episode or a panic attack, whichever it is. And I will literally say to myself, I'm going to be all right. I'm so happy how things work out for me. Things always work out for me. It is amazing how things always work out for me. And I'm literally, y'all, I'm not even being crazy. I'm not even being a follower, because I'm not a follower. I am so amazed at how things work out, because I have not had a panic attack. I have not had a vertigo episode. I have been able to calm my brain, calm my mind, calm my body, and tell my body all the things that I needed to tell it. So even through my sickness on yesterday, of my body, my gut just being all mixed up, I was able to tell myself and speak to my mind and calm myself down with just those few words. And it is amazing how it literally worked out. So, I know a lot of people think that all of this mental health is just a bunch of mumbo jumbo and it don't work and you should do this and you should do that. I'm telling y'all, it is something about the word you speak, the words you speak out of your mouth, the words that you speak over your life. It is something to it. And moreover, I was on TikTok and there was some Eastern Chinese medicine that you can take for like vertigo and dizziness. Y'all, so you know I'm about to get dead. I'm about to order it and see if I can take it. Cause it's just like, why wouldn't I? You know, like I take meclizine when I need to, but I literally have not had to take meclizine in several weeks. I can literally talk my brain out of freaking out and I love it. So if you are, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a practitioner, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you not to go seek, you know, professional help. I'm not telling you to do none of those things. I have a therapist. I have a regular doctor that I have been seeing for 16 years. I go to the emergency room when I have issues. If my gut situation had progressed any more than, you know, the little I had today, I would have been in the emergency room. I'd have been to the urgent care, something. I would have let somebody see me. I may still even go to my regular doctor tomorrow because he is in the office on Saturdays. So I'm just telling y'all, speaking words out of your mouth, speaking life into your body, speaking calmness and all of those things, whatever you tell yourself, whatever you tell your body, it can do. And so, having said that, I'm telling my body it will be healing itself. My body will be fit. It's amazing how fit my body will be in the next couple of months. It's amazing how I'll be able to transform my body in the next few weeks. So y'all just wait and see, because your girl got some new energy and some new thoughts. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Shades of Shonda J. As always, make sure you go subscribe to my YouTube channel, LaShonda Stevens, and make sure you go follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitter. And again, happy St. Patrick's Day to all you Irish folk. Bye.